The Blast from Our Past Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown. And here are your hosts, Adam and John Spies.
Welcome back to Throwback Trivia Takedown, a no-hold-barred trivia match between two contenders fighting for nostalgic glory. Today is the start of our BFOP Network tournament. We'll be having all the hosts from all the different podcasts on our network competing first off against usually each other, because most of us have two hosts, excluding Adam and myself. We're not going to be in the tournament because we're basically hosting it.
And we would probably win automatically because we're just awesome at trivia and everything. So.
Likely, although both of us in our lead up to this podcast and when we were testing it, both of us got beat out by the guys from Friday Five.
Yeah, we did.
Each of us individually from the different ones, but still. So it's possible.
Yep.
To start the tournament off, we have the boys from Talking Back, Tim and Dean. In one corner, we have the tycoon of Timbits, Mr. Tim Manis. Tim, please tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself.
Grrr. Well, I'm here for blood, John.
Excellent.
That should explain everything.
All right, and in the other corner, we have the Prince of Poutine, Mr. Dean Manis. Dean, please tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself.
I do love poutine. I don't know how you knew that, John. I do love it.
I love poutine. I make it at home. I love poutine.
I had it today.
Oh, nice. Nice. I also love trivia, John. I love trivia.
That's awesome. Gentlemen, real quick, go ahead and just tell the folks at home a little bit about Talking Back.
Sure. Yeah, Talking Back is a podcast where we just kind of chat about our passion for retro movies, video games, and comics. And our definition of retro is anything that's happened in the past. So we'll go, you know, 1 year back, we'll go 40 years back. And we just, we like to dig into our content. So we try to be informative and fun at the same time. And we come out every Monday. We start your week off with a nice little podcast in your inbox. And yeah, we get your week rolling. So
yeah, start off right.
Yeah.
Like a big bowl of cereal.
That's right.
Love it. Just so everyone knows how the tournament itself is going to work, each podcast is going to compete sort of against itself, with a couple of exceptions. We do have two podcasts where only one person is the host, so we'll kind of put those together. And then once we have sort of a winner for each podcast, we're going to go into a bracket where we break down until we have one person left. And that one person will get a prize.
Ooh.
Haven't yet determined what that prize is going to be, but there will be a prize. Not for each game, just for the whole tournament.
Okay. Awesome.
I don't know what kind of money y'all think we were spending on this.
Yeah.
All right, folks, let's learn how to play the game.
Entering the ring are two contestants who will engage in three rounds of head-to-head trivia. Here are the rules.
Round one consists of 10 questions in different pop culture categories focused on a decade that will be randomized. If someone answers their question wrong, their opponent has a chance to steal.
And the categories are
movies, music, television, video games, sports, news and politics, fashion, technology, slang, and food. Round two consists of the same 10 categories, but this time, your opponent gets to pick your category. In the final round, you may bid up to as many points as you have before answering a three-tiered question, which must have all parts correct in order to score the points.
Now it's time for a takedown.
All right, before we get into the game, gentlemen, I would like you to tell me, what is your favorite nostalgic game show?
I'm going to go with The Price is Right, just because I still watch it to this day. It is a game show that I loved as a kid, and it's continued on into my adulthood, and I still, every single lunch hour, I watch The Price is Right.
Now, this is the dumb question. Do you guys get the American version of The Price is Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We should probably tell everyone, you guys are both in Canada.
We are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, because I know over in England, they also have The Price is Right, but they have a different host.
So
there's all of a different. Yes. So I'm just checking.
Yeah, no, we got Drew Carey used to have Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we grew up
the
with
right,
Bob Barker.
The right Price is Right then.
Exactly.
The right
price, exactly.
The correct one.
Right, that's a great choice, Dean. But I have to say for myself, I'm going to go with the old Match Game. And specifically any episode Richard Dawson is on.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. Yes. I'm a big fan of the Match Game as well.
Those are both games. I know Adam and I are both big game show fans. Many hours sat in front of the TV watching the Game Show Network or whatever station was playing game shows. I know Adam and I both have watched both of those games. Me personally, I'm more of a Price is Right fan than I am the Match Game fan, so I'm going to let Dean choose his category first.
Yes. Yes, I already got the early lead on Tim here. Let's go.
I like Price is Right more than Dean, actually.
Nope, you had your chance, Tim. You had your chance.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead into the start of round one.
Round one!
All right, Dean, what category would you like?
Gotta go with movies, John. Gotta go with movies.
Movies. All right. All right. And your decade is the 70s.
Not good.
Love at First Sight is a 1977 Canadian romantic comedy film directed by Rex Bromfield and is the first film appearance of what comedic actor who doesn't really come from France?
Oh, man. Could you repeat the question, please, John?
Sure. Love at First Sight is a 1977 Canadian romantic comedy film directed by Rex Bromfield and is the first film appearance of what comedic actor who doesn't really come from France?
I'm going to go Steve Martin.
Very good choice. Steve Martin is incorrect. Tim, can you steal?
I don't think so, but I'll throw a guess out there. The France is is the clue there. So some sort of city in France, but I am drawing a complete blank here. Let's go with I'll just throw John Candy. I know it's wrong, but
also a very good guess. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. If I had said it like this. Come from France. Would that have helped?
Oh, yeah. Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd was the correct answer.
We come from
Darn it.
All right.
We are from France.
Tim, you get to pick a category.
All right. Let's do TV, please.
TV. And your decade is also the 70s.
Oh, that's another bad.
Enough of this. Yeah, enough of the 70s.
Matlock.
What TV show is known for the phrase "book 'em, Dano"?
Oh, well, I know the phrase, but I don't know the show. Columbo.
Columbo is incorrect. Dean, can you steal?
Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii 5-0 is correct.
All right.
All right, on the board.
How'd you know?
There we go. And you get to pick a category.
Okay, let's go with sports.
Sports. All right, and your decade is the 70s.
Wow.
Man,
John,
we
John.
Are. You, I promise
are
you.
Are you rolling this, a one-sided die?
No. No, I'm using an online randomizer.
Okay.
I promise you it is changing. It just happens to be the 70s is coming up top every time. That's all right. We're getting them out of the way.
Yeah,
we're getting them out of the way.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. This team, known as the Broad Street Bullies, were the first expansion team to win the Stanley Cup, which they did in back-to-back years in 74 and 75.
Let's go with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah, Flyers. Baby!
Is correct.
Sorry, yes. That's my team. You'll see two Philadelphia Flyers jerseys right behind me, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the record, I was lined up to steal that sucker.
Okay, good.
I was about to say you're both Canadian. How could you not get that?
We love hockey.
You know our hockey.
Yeah.
Even though, fun fact, John, I believe lacrosse is actually the official sport of Canada.
That is correct,
right?
Is it? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah. Thank you for that little tidbit.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
I love tidbits. Don't you like to say tidbits?
All right, let's move on from that.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, I'm
a good
just going to shut up now.
All right, Tim, you get to pick a category.
Okay, let's do video games.
Video games. And your decade is the 80s.
Okay.
Nice.
If you are jumping from one cube to another and those cubes change colors, what game, developed in 1982 by Gottlieb, are you playing?
Well, John, I would be playing a game called Cubert.
You would be playing a game called Cubert. Very
nice.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Nice one, all Tim. Right. You're on the board.
We had two tabletop games when we were younger, Cubert and Donkey Kong. So,
wow.
Over that one, yeah.
I did not know that when I made that question, just for the record.
We didn't
all
load
right,
you with
Dean.
Stuff.
All right, Dean?
Okay, my like? Choice. Ooh, there's some tough ones left now. I'm going to go with, let's try technology.
Technology. And your decade is the 80s.
Okay.
The Promax J1 Super Jumbo Boombox was designed with three pairs of speakers and 8-inch subwoofers. It was released in 1987 and also featured flashing lights and a sleek black casing. It was colloquially known as a what?
Boombox?
Boombox is incorrect. Tim, can you steal?
Can I have the question one more time, please?
Sure. The Promax J1 Super Jumbo Boombox was designed with three pairs of speakers and 8-inch woofers. It was released in 1987 and also featured flashing lights and a sleek black casing. It was colloquially known as what?
Okay, I'm going to go with the Ghetto Blaster.
Ghetto Blaster is
nice.
Correct.
Yeah.
I realized the second time good around job. That boombox was in the question.
Just wanted to hear it again to make sure all the listeners picked up on that.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for that.
That's how brothers work in a podcast. We do what we can to embarrass the other person.
That is right.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we? Dean, I believe it is your turn to pick.
No, it's Tim's.
It's Tim's.
He stole it from me.
I'm already lost and we're barely into the game.
Okay, let's do music, please.
Music. Oh, yeah. And your decade is the 80s. When it's over, this could be the night that this Toronto quartet took the marriage of pop and rock to greater heights, all while working for the weekend.
I know the song. This kills me.
Tim, we need something here.
I know.
Yeah.
See, we're not even pressuring him. Dean
I feel like Dean knows it. That's why he's pressuring me here.
Call the clock on him.
Darn it, I can't come up with it. Random band from the 80s.
Random band from the 80s is incorrect. Dean, can you steal?
Unfortunately, I cannot. I also know the song, but I really just have nothing. I got nothing on this. Yeah.
Maybe if you started singing the song for us, it might jog
that's
your memory.
True,
how about you do that a little bit, Dean?
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's actually helping. Yeah, that's getting me on track. Yeah, the juices are flowing. No, I got I just got nothing on this.
All right, got nothing on this is also incorrect. The correct answer is Loverboy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Of course.
Loverboy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who's next?
Back to me. Back to Dean. I'm going with slang.
Slang. And your decade is the 80s.
Okay. We're on an 80s run here. Yeah, we got all the 80s questions wrong, though.
All right. Originally meaning full of knots, this 80s slang term for something cool was also used by the surfing community to mean something difficult or dangerous.
One more time with that question.
All right.
Yeah.
Originally meaning full of knots, this 80s slang term for something cool was also used by the surfing community to mean something difficult or dangerous.
I can't get there. Far out.
Far out is incorrect. Tim, can you steal?
I think Dean's answer was gnarly.
Gnarly is correct.
Yep.
Tim, you've taken the lead.
Excellent. He has, and it is also his turn to pick.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Let's go with news and politics.
News and politics. And your decade is the 90s. The 1992 signing of the Maastricht Treaty saw the formation of what governing body?
Good luck with that.
Can I have a re-poll, please? I don't know. The Maastricht Treaty.
Maastricht. M-A-A-S-T-R-I-C-H-T. It looks German. Adam, is that how you would say it?
M-A-A? I don't really see back-to-back A's in German. Okay. Maybe it's an acronym for something.
No, it's definitely not an acronym. I think it was named after someone.
Oh, well then yeah, doesn't seem German to me.
All right. Okay. I'll just throw something out there if German is something. I'll go with the German Beer Purity Act of the 90s.
That's an amazing guess. Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
One more time with the question, John.
All right. The 1992 signing of the Maastricht Treaty saw the formation of what governing body?
Oh man, this is not my.
It's like choose anything from the universe.
this is not my bag. Governing body, 1992. I just have nothing on this.
Yeah,
I just don't even have a guess. This is a tough question, John.
Yes, I didn't. We're serious about our trivia here.
Oh man, nope.
Throw something out there.
Okay, a governing body.
You got this, Dean.
I got this. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I got it. Something about recycling.
Something about recycling is incorrect.
Okay. Okay.
The correct answer is the European Union.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
The EU. And if anybody's curious, Maastricht is a city on the southern tip of the Netherlands.
Okay. If only we had known that.
Yeah.
It would have totally helped.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yikes.
Yeah, close enough. All right, Dean, we got two categories left. Which one don't you want?
Which one don't I want exactly? I feel like I'm afraid of fashion, but you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm taking fashion.
All right. He's taking fashion, and his decade is the 80s. Which teen fashion line was founded by the creators of North Face?
So trying to pull in my mind anything that is a teen fashion line, pulling out anything here. Let's see. Teen fashion line, North Face. Let's go. I'm so bad at this, John. I'm so bad right now.
You're the one who chose fashion.
Yeah, I am. That's true. I am the one who chose fashion. Teen fashion line, North Face. Oh, man. Let's go with American Eagle.
American Eagle is incorrect.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, can you steal?
No, I also have no idea. Teen fashion
We're
is not
doing
one of my
too
fortes.
Well here.
In fact, when I was a teen, I was probably the least fashionable of all. let's just go with, I'll make something up, or maybe I won't make something up, but how about, Peekaboo. That's all.
Peekaboo, that's all.
Peekaboo, that's all is unfortunately incorrect. This was a tough question. Actually, out of the three fashion questions, I think this was the hardest one. It is Esprit.
Okay.
I believe it.
Yeah. Gonna say I've never heard
all
of
right.
it.
All right.
I've heard of it, but.
Okay, you are better than me.
All right. And Tim, you are stuck with food, and you are going to get the 70s.
What? They had food in the 70s?
Yes. I've said it before, but if you are on Twitter, go find 70s Dinner Party, the account 70s Dinner Party, because they just post food from the 70s. It's amazing.
Oh, nice.
I think at some point, if I get bored enough, while I'm stuck at home, I may actually start trying to recreate some of these recipes.
Wow.
Most of them like involve. Never mind. I'm not going to say anything. Here's the question. We have Kraft to thank for a sweet salad consisting of canned pineapples, whipped cream, marshmallows, and the company's pistachio pudding. Richard Nixon was obviously not a fan.
Like we eat that salad.
I know.
Yeah, Christmas time we eat that salad.
What's it called?
We just call it fruit salad. We don't know the real name for it.
No.
I
think we even call it green salad sometimes. It doesn't make any sense.
Kraft. Kraft to thank for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go with fruit salad. That's all we know it as.
All right. Fruit salad is incorrect. Dean, can you steal?
Probably not, but I feel like that Richard Nixon should be a big hint. Me and Tim are probably not too up on our American presidents as we should be. But is Nixon the guy who's not a crook? I'm gonna go with crook salad.
Good guess.
That is a closer guess. Okay. Unfortunately, that is also incorrect.
Okay. Okay.
It is partially named for the hotel that it was invented at, and that is the Watergate salad.
Oh, oh really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Also known as the fruit salad.
Yeah. 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 We never called it Watergate.
No. No.
That's all right. I find it weird that you call it a fruit salad because there is only one fruit in it.
Yeah, I guess ours has
in the traditional recipe anyway.
Yeah, ours had some additional fruits.
Okay, maybe you guys do something more like ambrosia, something like that, John. That's kind of what I was thinking when you first said it.
Well, ambrosia doesn't have pudding in it.
Okay.
One of the ingredients is pistachio pudding, which is why it comes out green. Yeah. All right, that is the end of round one. Adam, what is the score?
Well, we've got a rousing game. These two gentlemen have only managed to get half of the questions right so far. And Tim is in the lead with 30. Dean has got 20.
I feel like we came out of the gate like really strong and then just died off.
But we didn't even come out of the gate strong. Somewhere in the middle, we managed
to
scrape
a few
points.
We got a couple questions.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to round two.
Round two!
In round two... we're going to start by having we're going to have Tim pick the question for Dean. Okay, the category, not the question.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to give Dean news and politics.
It's the correct choice, right. Tim. That is the correct choice.
I can see the fear in his face.
I'm very afraid of that one.
All right. And your decade is the 70s.
Okay.
In 1972, what car surpassed Ford's iconic Model T to become the most highly produced car in the world?
Wow. Okay. 1972. Let's go with... oh, man. 70s. The Chevy something.
is that your official
answer?
The
Chevy... I've just thought my brain would finish it for me. and it never did. I thought it would just roll off my tongue. And all I got is Cruise, which is a car they have now. That's it. Something Chevy.
All right. Something Chevy is incorrect.
Shoot.
Tim, can you steal?
Okay. One more time the question, please.
Sure. In 1972, what car surpassed Ford's iconic Model T to become the most highly produced car in the world?
How about we'll stick with Ford and go with the Ford Mustang?
Ooh.
Good guess. Fortunately, that is incorrect.
Oh, good guess, then.
The correct answer is the Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh,
no way.
Okay, wow.
All right. Dean, you are going to pick for Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to pick... let's pick fashion for Tim.
Fashion. Using some of that strategery.
You bet.
All right. And your decade... is the 70s.
What?
What underwear brand produced by Fruit of the Loom had kids showing off their skivvies to friends and came with a matching top in 1977?
I don't know. The Kangaroo One Piece.
Interesting.
Kangaroo One Piece is incorrect. Dean, can you steal?
Is it Underoos?
Underoos is correct.
Oh, yes. Come on. Did you pick up on that? Because I said kangaroo?
No. That's what I had loaded up.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. All right. Tim, pick for Dean.
Technology.
Technology. And your decade is the 70s.
Okay.
The big day was June 26, 1974. It was about 8 a.m. on a drizzly, foggy Wednesday morning in Troy, Ohio, when Marsh supermarket cashier Sharon Buchanan took a pack of Wrigley's Juicy Fruit gum from Clyde Dawson and used her newly installed what?
Barcode scanner?
Barcode scanner is correct.
Yes.
Good guess.
Thank you.
I was honestly shocked that they had that much detail. Must have been that big of a deal.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was about to steal with dentures.
Yeah. All right, okay. Dean, you get to pick for Tim.
Right. I'm gonna go with food. Let's get food out of there.
All right, let's get food out of there. And your decade is the 80s. These cheese and cracker morsels were staples of 80s kids who needed a quick bite to eat. They even came with a red plastic stick for easy spreading.
Yes. and they were called... I didn't even know they had a name.
I know, right?
I eat them every day. I probably have them in my cupboard right now. I'll just go with spreadables.
Oh, that's a very good guess. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Dean, can you steal this one?
I don't know if I can. I definitely had these every single day at school. You did say that spreadables was a good guess, and my guess was way off from that. So I'm gonna stick to my guess, though. I'm going to say Cheez-It.
Cheez-It is incorrect.
Okay.
They were called Handy Snacks.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep, that's what they were called.
Handy Snacks.
Oh, I didn't name them. All right. I've lost track.
If
Who's
you
doing
did
what?
Name them, would you have named them spreadables, thus giving me half points?
or Cheez-Its?
Well, no, there's already a cracker called Cheez-Its.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's why that was in my head.
Tim, get a picks for Dean on this one.
Okay. Tim, pick for Dean.
I'll go sports.
Okay.
Sports. All right. And your decade is the 80s.
Okay, let's do it.
Man, we are living in the 70s and 80s this game.
Yeah. Not where I lived. Sorry, not when I lived.
Nickname the Man of Steel, STEAL, Ricky Henderson led the American League in stolen bases 9 out of the 10 years in the 80s. But who led the league in 1987, the only year Henderson didn't hold that honor?
Wow, what a great question. That is an amazing question. 1987. Oh, I'm actually not great on 80s baseball. Way better on 90s baseball. Let's go with, Ozzy, whatever his name is. Oh, what's his name? Plays for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. You want to help me out, Tim, on this?
I'll help you out. I don't think it's the right. I don't think it's the right answer, but it's Ozzy Smith.
I'm going to go with Ozzy Smith.
All right. Ozzy Smith, who played for the Cardinals of the National League, not the American League, is incorrect.
John, I did not listen to the question.
I don't have much of an answer either. Maybe I'll just throw out Roberto Alomar.
Roberto Alomar, very good, is unfortunately incorrect. This is one of those questions where it's a great setup for the question. Unfortunately, the answer is kind of an unknown. Yeah. He's not a famous baseball player that I'd never even heard of him. It was a guy named Harold Reynolds.
Okay. It's just a great trivia question.
It is. If you look at the stats of it, he led the stolen bases for the American League like the entire decade.
Amazing.
Except for this one.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
Who knows? All right. Dean's picking for Tim?
Yeah, I'm going to go with music. I need to get that off the board.
All right. Music. And your decade is the 90s.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I got a fighting chance.
You're locked in.
All right. For this one, I'm going to be reading you some song lyrics, and you need to tell me the name of the song.
Perfect.
Do you worry that you're not liked? How long till you break? You're happy because you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary is just not good enough today.
And you're looking for a song name?
Mm-hmm.
Da 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 da. What's the name of the song? Oh, this is Our Lady Peace. It's Superman is dead.
Superman's dead is correct.
Oh, yes. Nice, Tim.
Good pull.
Nice work.
On the board for the second half. Finally, good job, D.
Thank you.
Took you a while.
Feeling great.
I wasn't sure if you were going to get one right this second half, but you did.
I was trying to decide myself if I wanted to get on the board this half or just beat Dean without that.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
All right.
Looks like
we got three categories left: video games, TV, and movies.
And slang. We have four.
Oh, and slang. There it is. Yes.
So I'm going to pick. I'm going to go slang for old Dino.
Slango for Dino. And your decade is the 90s.
Okay.
This 90s term meant your best bud and closest confidant. The person you count on and trust above all others. But not, ironically, the person most likely to make you dinner in a pan.
Hmm. Not who's going to make you dinner in a pan. In a pan? Oh, Tim knows it.
I can see in his eyes
he knows it.
I don't know it. I might get there.
Dinner? Give me that one more time, John.
Sure. This 90s term meant your best bud and closest confidant. The person you count on and trust above all others. But not, ironically, the person most likely to make you dinner in a pan.
I don't know what it has to do with dinner in the pan, so I assume it's wrong. But I'm going to go with main squeeze.
Main squeeze is incorrect.
Okay.
All right, Tim?
I only have one thought. Could it be homeboy?
So close.
Homie?
It is not homeboy. It is home skillet.
Oh, of course. Okay. Home skillet, okay. Yes.
Home skillet.
Yes.
All right, video games, TV, and movies left.
Okay, I got to pick TV for Tim.
TV for Tim. And his decade is going to be the 90s. By the way, if you hadn't checked, I did prep a lot of Canada questions for this.
Yeah, totally. Thank you.
What Canadian comedy always ended with the titular character saying, if the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy?
Well, that would be Home Improvement.
That would be incorrect.
Oh no, I know it.
The answer, I believe. Well, I don't know, but I'm going to go. Wait, read the question again before I just give this
All
answer, because
right.
I think I got it.
Answer too quick. Answer yeah. too quick.
What Canadian comedy always ended with the titular character saying, if the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy?
Oh, no. See, I was thinking that, too. Shoot. No, I don't have it. I was also going to go with Home Improvement.
I would just like a chance to say it if Dean doesn't get it, because I know it.
I will let you say it after. Canadian comedy. That's not Canadian. Because also Home Improvement is not Canadian.
Yeah. That's why my answer was stupid.
That's why your answer was stupid, yeah. Your answer is super stupid. I don't have anything, though, because I was so locked in on Home Improvement also with that stupid answer. Okay, I'm just, nope. I don't have it, John. I don't have it.
All right. Tim, you want to get a chance to say it even though
sure.
it won't count?
Yes, I would. It's the Red Green Show.
Oh, of course.
It is the Red Green Show.
Of course.
Yep.
We actually used to watch that show. They would show it on PBS down here.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it was a fun show, yeah.
I never watched it. I think I was a little too young, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, it was the stupid humor was right at my target age.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it aired from 91, and the final episode aired in 2006.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
All right. We are down to video games and movies.
300 episodes. Holy
Whoa.
Crap.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm just going to play nice, you know? I thought maybe we'd do some cutthroat stuff here, but I'm going to give Dean the category that I know he wants, so... I will choose movies for Dean.
Wow, I have to get it right now. I have to get it right.
All right. All right, and Dean, you get the 80s. Famously, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey starred together in Dirty Dancing, but they also starred together in what 1984 film that also starred Charlie Sheen and Leah Thompson?
The year was 84 of the film?
That is correct.
Okay. I don't actually know this one. I'm just going to throw out a Swayze movie that I've never seen, so hopefully all these people are in it. Roadhouse.
Roadhouse is incorrect.
Okay.
I mean, other than Point Break, I don't know if I can even name another Patrick Swayze movie. So I won't. I will have to take a pass.
Excellent, excellent.
I don't know.
All right. The correct answer is Red Dawn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, haven't seen it.
I also haven't seen it.
All right, and we are down to video games. And the decade is the 90s. Wait, who am I giving this to?
Tim.
Tim, okay. Tim. In this first-person shooter game, the player takes the role of the protagonist known as Ranger, voiced by Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails, who is sent into a portal to stop the titular enemy.
That's a good question. That doesn't ring any bells. I'm just going to throw... Nah, darn it, because I know that guess is wrong. Do you know this, Dean?
I'm going to need their question read again.
Oh. Ranger. I don't know. Okay, well, I don't really know. I'm just going to say... I know it's wrong, but I'll just say Halo.
All right, Halo is incorrect.
What was the decade, John?
90s.
Okay. I'm just going to throw it, without the question read, I'm going to throw it what I would get. I'm going to go with Doom.
Doom is a much better guess. Unfortunately, also incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is Quake.
Okay.
Yeah, good guess, Dean.
Thank you.
Halo. I don't think Halo came out in the 90s.
No, that was a horrible guess, Tim.
Yeah. And the protagonist is Master Chief. I know all that.
Well, do you know what's a little bit more horrible? Is how much you guys got right in this second half. A total of 3 questions right. But we're all tied up at 40 to 40,
okay,
so
really?
That's exciting.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad right, something's so gonna... exciting here.
All right, we're going to go into our final round.
Final round!
So what I'm going to have you guys do is write down your bids. You can bid to up as much as you have. You know, for anywhere from, both of you have 40, so anywhere from 0 to 40. I will give you the category for the final question. The final question is in news and politics.
Ouch.
Just let me know when you have locked in your bid.
I am locked.
All right. Here is your question in news and politics. You also probably need to write these down because there's going to be 3 answers.
Yeah.
As Americans, we often don't pay attention to politics around the world. So, Tim and Dean, we'd like you to school us on some Canadian politics.
Oh, boy.
Not possible.
Name the longest-serving Canadian prime minister in each of our decades. Who served the longest in the 70s? Who served the longest in the 80s, and who served the longest in the 90s.
Oh, my goodness.
All I can say is I'm so glad you didn't ask me that question, John, at any time. Yeah, you're right. Americans, we just don't care about other politics.
I don't even know if I can name one from each of those decades.
I got one right now.
While Tim and Dean are thinking about their answers, we just want to remind you all out there to check out every single podcast on the BFOP network, whether it is Talking Back, Friday Five, OCD Podcast, Cartwright, Pad, which is Podcasting After Dark, Why This Film, the most recent one, or Blast From Our Past. Check out every single one. They're all fantastic. And if you haven't rated and reviewed them, do it. Go through every single one of them. Rate all of them 5 stars because they're all amazing. You know you want to. And if you guys are curious about being a contestant on Throwback Trivia Takedown yourself, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown to see how you can join us for a game.
Are you done?
I mean, I'm done.
I mean, so am I. Yeah, this is sad.
All right. Dean, why don't we start with you? Why don't you let us know what your answers were?
Sure, I will let you know. I actually couldn't come up with anything for the 70s, so I'm going to go 90s down to 70s.
Okay.
My 90s... is John Chrétien.
Okay.
My 80s is Pierre Trudeau. And my 70s is Alex Trebek.
Wonderful.
I would vote for Alex Trebek. Mm-hmm. All right. And Tim.
This is not my strong suit. I made a point of avoiding politics my whole life. So for the 70s, I have nothing. For the 80s, I have nothing. And for the 90s, I also have Jean Chrétien.
Awesome.
All right. So in the 90s, Jean Chrétien did serve from 1993 to 2003. In the 80s, Brian Mulroney served from 1984 to 1993. And in the 70s, Pierre Trudeau served basically from 68 almost to 84 straight, with only a 10-month difference where he got someone else was voted in, and then they got rid of that guy and put Pierre Trudeau back in.
It was Trebek.
It was Trebek, right? Yeah, Trebek. I think it was, yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
So, unfortunately, and I was afraid that this was actually going to be too easy of an answer.
Oh, no.
It's all going to come down to wagers for this one. So, Dean, how much did you wager?
I went with my knowledge in the category and wagered zero.
All right, zero. And, Tim, how much did you wager?
Well, just out of curiosity, what happens in the case of a tiebreaker?
I'll have a throw-out question that I'll just give you.
Okay. So I wanted to avoid a tiebreaker. So knowing that I didn't really know much about the category, I went with 39 points, leaving me with one.
Oh, good job.
Leaving you with one.
Can we have that that extra question anyways?
We need to redeem ourselves with something
I was
here.
I didn't want to cause any drama by having a tie because I didn't think either of us would get this.
That's all right. Adam, what is our final score?
With a final score of 42-1, Dean is the champion of the day.
I crushed him. I crushed you, Tim. I'm so good at trivia.
Dean will be moving on to the next round of our BFOP tournament.
Yes,
congratulations,
excellent.
Dean.
Thank you so much. I'll try to do better next time.
Good job, Dean.
Great questions, John. They were excellent.
Oh, thank you. All right, gentlemen, before we go, why don't you give some love to Talking Back, let the people know where they can find you and all that.
Sure, yeah. Our podcast is called Talking Back. You can find us on all your favorite podcatchers. And we're most active on Instagram out of the social media channels. And on Instagram, you can find us at TalkBackPod. And thanks for having us, guys.
Did you want to add anything to that?
No. Tim does a great job. That's why he's host, I'm co-host.
All right. Thank you again, gentlemen, for agreeing to do this. I had a lot of fun just listening to you guys talk. So
we had a ton
much
of fun.
Like the
we had,
podcast.
We had a lot of fun. Yeah. If you want to have us back sometime, awesome. I'd like to redeem myself.
maybe we'll have a losers tournament.
Oh, there you
Ooh,
go.
Losers bracket.
That's a great idea.
There we'll see. Yep.
By the time this episode's out, we would have already had Dean on the podcast. We've got on Blast from Our Past, not just. So we got to get Tim on there as well in the future.
Yep. And it was a great time, guys. I had a great time on that podcast.
All right. That was another episode of Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Thank you for listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown. If you want to support the podcast, or if you'd like to be a contestant, go to patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown and pick a tier that's right for you. If you want to submit questions, you can email them to throwbacktriviatakedown@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on the podcast platform you're listening to. And we'll see you next time when two new contestants go head-to-head in nostalgic knowledge on Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talking Back, the podcast where we like to chat about past achievements in movies, comics, video games, and more. I'm your host, Tim, and with me today in studio is co-host Dean.
Oh, hey, Tim. Dean. Huh? This isn't a full episode. This is actually just an ad. All we have to do is tell everyone that our podcasts come out on Mondays and they can find us on their favorite podcatcher. If they're into movies, comics, or video games, they should definitely check us out.
Oh, well then, thanks everybody for listening and we'll catch you next time.
Talking Back.